Building your team? Where are the gaps and skills on your team? Where are you strong and where are you weak? Many teams are imbalanced. It isn't helpful to have only strategists or practitioners. To serve your community, it is beneficial to have a well-balanced training and strategy team. In my experience, most teams need better gender diversity. Women can be underrepresented in the sports world. Most teams need a stronger common vision. I've been part of teams that were diverse but not impactful because too many on the team were only interested in their personal calling, not in the purpose of the entire team. Strong teams know how to harness strong personalities. I've been on teams with some who dominated, and so the team didn't succeed. But I've also been on teams with strong personalities who worked beautifully within the team. Strong teams make time together a priority. Serving a country, region, or globally can be busy: travel, Zooms, meetings, and trainings. Having a team member who cancels regularly is the wrong team member. Strong teams have someone with administrative and facilitation skills. A special team I've experienced closely became more unique as one by one the skill gaps were filled. The team was comprised of committed followers of the Lord. Each person was exceptionally gifted. The team was global and very diverse. The surprise for me is what changed the team from being great to being world-class. Two joined, one with global administrative gifts and one with remarkable facilitation gifts. When each humbly exercised their unique gifts, the times together were unusually productive and joyful. Scripture to ponder. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Key lesson. Identify the gaps. Teams need a full set of skills, so diversity is crucial.